Prayer is a way in which we can communicate with the Lord. It is a two-way conversation between you and God. Oftentimes, however, we forget that the major voice in prayer ought to be God's voice. This is why the practice of praying through the scriptures is important. In this station, we will read through sections of Psalm 22 and allow the Word of God to speak to you and lead you in a time of prayer as we remember the sacrifice of Jesus. First, begin your time by quieting your heart and mind and enjoying stillness before God. For us to hear God's voice, we must regularly practice silence. Take a minute to be silent before the Lord. Remember that we are invited into God's presence. Take the next 30 seconds to open yourself to the greater gospel reality and become mindful of God's presence. Invite the Holy Spirit to speak to you as you prepare to read His Word. Now, as we begin to read through Psalm 22, remember that the book of Psalm is often seen as a prayer book of God's people. Specifically, in this psalm, we see the servant of God, King David, forsaken, yet still choosing to praise the Lord despite his suffering. Although this psalm was penned by the former shepherd boy David, it is ultimately about the future event in the life of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ himself. As you read and listen through Psalm 22, allow the psalm to speak for you and expand your worship of God. Let the prayers of David and ultimately of Christ help you to remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on this Good Friday. Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. We will spend the next few moments to pray through God's Word. Begin to read through verse 1 through 11 again. Stop when you find a word or phrase that catches your eye or moves your heart, and meditate over this word or phrase. pray your thoughts, desires, needs, and feelings from your meditation. At this time, please pause the audio until you have finished meditating on God's Word. Verses 18 through 24. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. But you, Lord, do not be far from me. You are my strength. Come quickly to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Rescue me from the mouth of the lions. Save me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Take the next minute to pray for deep gratitude for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and give him praise. Lastly, let's close our time at this station with a closing prayer. Crucified Savior, on this dark day, it seems crass and opportunistic to think of your death as an advantage to me. And yet, we call this Friday good because through your death, my old self is crucified, put to death, buried with you, and no longer rules. Today, I dedicate my life as an offering of gratitude to you. Amen.